Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you and about you, those who work so freaking hard for your money. You want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, to live that life that you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But most importantly, guys, it's not just about getting rich. It's about having a rich life, because as you are blessed financially, you can bless more lives and create a greater impact in the lives of those around you. And that is the focus of this show. That is the true, you know, real vision and endpoint that we're going for here. So again, welcome here. Thank you for binging and sharing and doing all the things that you guys do that make this show awesome. As a reminder, make sure you go ahead and check out our website, moneyripples.com. If you've got at least a few a few hundred thousand dollars, you're saying, what do I do with this? How do I create passive income? Go to the contact us page, reach out to us. We can help you there. So go check that out. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually earn double digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. So guys, if you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. All right, guys. So I got a special guest on today. A guy I actually have known by reputation, but never actually had him on the show, and super, super excited to have him on, Brent Bowers. Now, if you guys know Brent Bowers, he's an investor and a coach with a focus on buying and selling vacant land, like raw land, right? As an Army officer with over 8 years of service, Brent was spending a great deal of time away from his family, and he knew he needed to make some changes so he could, you know, be more present with his wife and children, much like many of you want to be, right? He began investing in real estate as a way to support his family while having more time to spend with them. And in just a short period of time, Brent was able to expand his business, hire a team, and most importantly, get that quality time with his family while still working hard and helping others. Now, Brent helps other investors learn the ins and outs of buying land. So Brent, welcome to our show today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Chris. Such an honor to be on here.
Yeah, man. So give us some more background about you and what even got you into space.
You know what? I think a good fight, like everyone, you know, in the business world or having a W-2 job, we all want to be home more often, be with our families more often, have financial freedom, have time freedom. And I'm starting to find out, you know, time freedom is just probably more valuable than anything. Geography freedom. I started in real estate in 2007, bought that first rental property, and then joined the military shortly after that in 2009. Took a little break from 2009 to 2013 and started buying rental properties again, and just racked up a ton of debt, and was still in the military at this time. And I was always gone, always deployed, always training, always in the field. You know, wife would be home with all three of the kids by herself. And I just knew I had to do something a little differently than, you know, the rat race, really. And if we're not careful, the real estate game can turn into the rat race as well. So I stumbled upon land. I just basically started mailing it and sending them postcards. My phone was blowing off the hook. These were sellers that had never heard from anyone before, not like the house game where they're getting calls, text, emails, people door knocking them, letters. But my letters were finding the sellers of this land, or the land owners that wanted to sell but didn't know how to. And it was one of those deals where we're buying the stuff at crazy discounts, and I turn around and seller finance it to people that have $400, $500, $600 a month, and we're selling the stuff for premium retail value. And every time we sell a piece of land, we increase our income every month. So it's just been a great game. I've got a team helping me do this to where we buy the land. We're in multiple states now. And then when we turn around and sell the land, it's really a simple process. And it's just fun.
you know, it's land is always fascinating to me because, I mean, one, it requires very little money out of pocket, right? I mean, you were saying you could have like $5,000 to buy a piece of land and you're cash flowing $300 or $400 a month, you know, and then you sell for a higher retail price, a higher retail value. So you get this cash flow that's absurd and you get growth too, right? Just an amazing thing. And I've noticed too, like with the different circles that you and I run in, right? Different masterminds, whatnot, so few people ever even play in this space. I mean, it's such a rare thing to come across, you know? What have you seen in your experience that way?
I agree. And I think, I mean, I say there's virtually no competition in land. Yeah. And there's a few big players out there. And honestly, the little bit of competition I've seen has actually helped me because it's funny when other land investors come into the area that I'm in, there's an ugly fact about land. If you easy come, easy go, you allow someone to make fine or make payments to you that like you're not doing background or credit checks, they could possibly stop paying for that land and you take it back. Well, that's happened to me, you know, multiple times over the last 6 or 7 years I've been doing this now. And I ended up selling it for even more because land investors have moved into the area and they're pushing the prices up because like they're getting buyers to know about it and just volume is happening. And it's just been a great thing. But I say there's virtually no competition because, you know, think about it. If you're listening to this or even you, Chris, you've probably driven by land in the last couple weeks and haven't even looked twice at it, or maybe you have, but most people don't look at it because like there's no buildings on it. There's no storage units. There's no mobile home park to rent out or a house to rent out. So they don't even think about how to make money on it. And I'd be happy to share like how I'm making tons of money on this vacant raw land that no one's even looking at.
Yeah, that's so true. And even right now, like I know it's like just last, you know, earlier in 2021, right? We're trying to find a house and we're hoping to build, but man, it was so hard to find people wanting to sell raw land. But like you said, you kind of found that way to get people to say, you know what, maybe this is a way we can make this work. Here's something you might not have considered, right?
Yeah, no, I coach people all the time because that are like, I've got a student that actually, I just told you before we jumped on the recording here, I had a guy drive 2.5 hours to come meet with me yesterday. And he's actually looking for a 30-acre parcel to build his dream home on right now. And, you know, we're mapping out a plan exactly how he's going to do that by contacting sellers. And I'm 100% sure he's going to get it.
Wow, that's incredible. So what do you see happening right now with how things are going? I mean, hopefully you're stealing a lot of land from Bill Gates right now, currently, you know, because apparently he's gobbling up a lot. But, you know, what are you seeing as the future in land right now? And because I know you're an expert also with Wholesaling Inc. I know there's several people that follow our show that also follow them.
Yeah.
What are you seeing? Like, what's the opportunity ahead?
Yeah, I do have the honor of being Wholesaling Inc.'s land coach. That's been an incredible ride. Student first mentality with Wholesaling Inc. It's just amazing. What does student first mean? If it is not best for the student, we don't do it type thing. But as far as what I see happening with land, I don't know. I can't predict the future. I'm not even going to try or claim to. I've been very fortunate with land. You know, I remember when COVID first started, I had just purchased a lake house, me and my wife, and we're coming back from our vacation at this lake house. And it's as if time stood still, real estate stood still for about the month of March and April. And I was like, what did we just do? We just spent a pile of cash. Are all of our land buyers going to stop paying? And funny thing happened, Chris, people were sending an extra $1,100 a month, $3,300 a month. And I couldn't figure out why would they be spending extra on their land notes at this time of the year? Well, I assume it's just because of the government stimulus checks they were receiving. They were paying down their land notes. Right. And I was like super stoked about it, where I was like, I was thinking the negative. The exact opposite happened to me. So where do I see it going? I feel like people are wanting to buy land even more now. We also flip a couple houses a month. And I shouldn't say a month, a quarter, really. It's been a little slow for us on the house flipping. But what I've found that my houses on 5 acres have blown out of the water. Like we've gotten way higher prices for them, way more demand because people want to be like in the outskirts right now. Everyone's realizing they can work from home. So they can buy that house in the outskirts of the county as long as there's an internet connection. And they can have that land they've always dreamed of. So I'm seeing great opportunity, really.
And that was going to be my next question was, who are your typical buyers you're seeing now? Because I know before I'd interview other land experts and they'd say things like, oh, we sell it to the neighbors, right? So that they can gobble up more land. But it sounds like it's shifting, especially like what you said here. Like there's people more wanting like recreational land, or they want just that prepper, you know, yeah. place they can escape to or whatever, right?
Yeah. When you see crazy shifts in politics, I don't care who you vote for. I heard Robert Kiyosaki say, I like to stand on the edge of the coin. I like to know what's going on one side of the coin and what's going on the other side of the coin. I stand on the edge and I see what they're doing. And then I make shifts in my business. When you see a huge shift in like a president, for example, I don't care who you voted for. Like you're going to see shifts in the way people move or where they want to be, preppers, you know, people that want to be off grid. I would say it's increased a little bit right now. So who is my buyer right now? I'm not selling a lot of land to neighbors. I know that it happens. I have students that do it all the time. I found that the neighbors are either already using it or they covet it, one or the other, or both, you know? So I always use them as like another option type thing. If it's not buildable or there's no access and the neighbors can only access it. Yeah. Then they get a text message from us or a letter and we sell it to the neighbor. I love selling land to that person that like just wants to own a piece of America, you know, wants to be able to pull their RV out there once every few months and just say, kids, this is ours. We're building a fire. We're roasting marshmallows. I took my kids camping about 8 months ago. For about 3 months, my son talked about being able to stay up late, see the stars, help me build the fire and roast marshmallows. Not the cool snowmobiles going by, all that stuff. Yeah. He talked about like just being able to do that kind of stuff. So it's people looking to create memories, camp on it, build a cabin one day. I've got several parcels that one day is going to be a cabin for me. So that's my buyer, people that want to have that cabin or that RV spot, the camping spot, or eventually maybe build that house out in the, you know, the country.
That's awesome. Yeah. I like seeing that shift. That's kind of exciting to hear, you know, like I'm not the biggest camper. I'm probably more of a glamper than a camper, but you know.
Yeah. So are we, I forgot to mention the fifth wheel that we have two bathrooms in. That's but anyhow, that's because of my wife. I was in the Army. I slept on the ground for a lot of years.
You're like, I'm done with those days, you know? Like I was fine when I was a kid. I loved doing that all the time. But then now as I got older, 30s and 40s, I'm like, oh, this doesn't feel comfortable at all. Like, forget that. I want a bed.
That's right. Yep.
So walk us through like a sample deal, maybe like one you've done recently, like, you know, what was the costs? What were like the terms and the conditions, the returns, all that kind of stuff. Like, let us, you know, tell us this, what that looks like.
Yeah, I can share one we just recently did. This is probably the one in the last week. And this is not our, we do deals like this all the time. And I wouldn't say it's my best deal, but I'll give you one of my recent ones. We actually just had an elderly lady call about a piece of land in Florissant, Colorado. And this one actually, and this is why I say this is not my normal deal, but it's like my most recent one. This one actually had a single wide mobile home on it. So it already had electric. Water. And it's not just a piece of vacant raw land. But I want to just give it as an example. The lady needed, $20,000 and the land's worth like 90,000 alone, just the land alone, not the mobile home, not the well that they drilled, not the electric and the septic.
Yeah.
But we also had another catch. And at the end of the day, look at this as we're solving a problem because I just had a new student. Well, I don't want to find people's problem land. I said, no, that's what we do. We solve problems. We got to, if we focus on solving the problems for our sellers and our buyers, the money's going to follow. But the lady had a problem because she didn't want to kick her son out. Her son wanted to stay there. So basically the son agreed to purchase it from us for $90,000. And he's going to put $10,000 down and we're going to give him a loan of $80,000 for almost 30 years. So sellers making out because she's going to get quick $20,000. We're turning around and selling it to the son immediately with title. So the son's already brought $10,000 to the title company as earnest money deposit. So I'm paying $20,000. I only got to bring $10,000.
Yeah.
To have a note in exchange for $80,000 is going to pay me for 30 years. I'm going to collect over $160,000 on this parcel of land.
Yeah.
So for $10,000. So I ask people all the time, would you pay $10,000 to collect $160,000 over the next 30 years. Well, some people are like, well, I don't have 30 years. Okay, well, shorten it down to 15 years. Yeah. I don't know, but we're creating notes. And if I need cash, I could sell that note and still be profitable.
That's why mortgage companies do it all the time. You're like, why did they just sell it to some other mortgage company? Because they just made their money.
That just happened on one of my rentals. My wife's like, who is this company? Did you go buy another house? I was like, I don't think so. And it was one of our rentals that sold to another mortgage company. Yeah. So that's one of my deals. My typical deal, we generally buy for like 5,000 and turn around and sell it for 20, 30,000 with interest. So we try and at least 3, 4, 5X our money. So I can give
over
you
what period of
so
time?
Many examples. What's that?
Well, over what period of time do you try to 2, 3, 4X your money?
You know what? I generally, I'm actually experimenting with longer terms now because I just had a bunch of like 36 month loans pay off that were paying me like $700, $800, $900 a month. And I'm like, holy cow, our cash flow just took a huge dive. What happened? Then I realized we had transferred several properties because they paid off. So I don't care how long it is. The longer, the better for me. I'm really like, my goal was to do, what's that?
Because you want the income, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So quick answer, 5 years. I feel like the majority of our notes are 5 years, but my goal is to do another 12, 30-year mortgages in the next 12 months.
Awesome. That's pretty cool. And that's great because you can design it the way you want. It could be a flip type of situation. It could be financing. It could be quick cash flow, longer cash flow. I mean, you can really cater it to what you want and what your desires are.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's the whole velocity of money. I try and get most of my money back out of the deal, but there's people out there that will loan me the money 5, 6, 7%. So if I'm borrowing $10,000 at 7% and I can turn around and sell the land for at least $30,000 and I charge my buyer 9%, it's a great arbitrage. Like, because my payment's super low, my interest is super low. 7% on $10,000 is nothing compared to 9% on $30,000. Like, it makes sense.
Absolutely. So who would not be a good, who's a good, well, usually not a good fit for doing these kind of deals?
I would say weak-minded people. No, just kidding. really, I don't know. It's a good question because, you know, I would say the person that's not a good fit for this is, I want to say like someone that just is sitting in New York City or maybe stationed in Korea, which I actually have students like this that they've just had to move to other virtual areas. So I don't know. You really kind of put me on the spot with that, Chris. Because I want to say the person with no money, but like my first couple of deals, I had no money. I bought the land for $285, flipped it for cash for $5,000. So let me tell you, the person that's not a good fit for this is someone that's not resourceful, that they're not willing to work because some people just think this is like just super easy. Oh, Brent makes it sound really easy. Well, I still had to work. I still had to make phone calls, like call real estate agents. Like I was uncomfortable doing that, even though I had a real estate license back in 2009. I had to be humble, you know? So I'd say it's not a good fit for someone that's like not willing to pick up the phone or do any work.
Right. That's a good point. Cause it is very much an active business, right? It's not just like you sit back, just let the checks roll in, you know, there's still work to get to that point, you know?
And dang right. I built a team. Luckily they're doing it now, but I had to figure this stuff out before I could hire a team to do it. I guess I could have, I don't know, hired a team. We all could have figured it out together, but I would have ran out of money.
I think that's a really good point. I've seen some people where they think it's just easy money. And then those are the ones that come back to me and say, I don't know if this is good because I have to learn so much. There's so much of a learning curve and got to wait. And then you got to make phone calls. And like you're mentioning before we went on the air, the mayor might give you a call on a Saturday.
Crazy.
I mean, there's all kinds of things, right? So,
and I wish I would have taken his call because I haven't been able to get back a hold of him yet.
Exactly. You're hanging out with the family. So that's what happens.
That's right.
So, well, cool. This is awesome, man. So if somebody does want to learn and figure out how to get this business, I know you coach people on how to actually do this. What's the best way that they can follow you, contact you, get more information?
Absolutely. We just talked about this. I just launched my YouTube channel about 4 months ago. It's called Brent Bowers. If you just search, go on YouTube and search Brent Bowers, you're going to find like 100 videos. I'm talking about buying land, selling land, all the stuff about land. So that's probably the easiest way. And if you want to like schedule a call, go to wholesalinginc.com/land. wholesalinginc.com/land.
Awesome. We'll be sure to put that in the show notes. It's good. You can actually use Brent Bowers as YouTube, because if you look up Chris Miles, you probably come up with some kid rapper, you know? So,
you know what? I'm super aggravated. They actually selected Brent Bowers for it. So it's not youtube.com/Brent Bowers. Somebody took that just like recently, recently. So I don't even know what my YouTube channel is called, but if you search Brent Bowers on YouTube, you're going to find me.
You're
going to
find you at least. And you're the one I'm putting out videos, not like some rapper. Yeah,
that's right. 5 days a week, man. 5 days a week. We got a video coming out.
Crazy. All right, man. Well, appreciate your time. So generous and such great information. Again, I think it's such a fascinating subject. I think more people should be looking into this.
Thanks so much, Chris. Thanks for having me.
So everybody else, same thing, you know, like, again, it's one thing to listen to these podcasts, nothing to do something about it. So again, this hits you and you're like, oh, I need to learn more. Again, check out the website, you know, check out the YouTube channel of Brent Bowers, you know, find them, you know, find out how to do this on your own and see if this is a thing for you. Cause this could be the one little key piece you're missing to be able to help launch your real estate career. So be sure you go check that out, guys, and make it a wonderful and prosperous week. And we'll see you later. Hey!
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.